Nazi Germany surrendered 73 years ago. In the early morning hours of May 7, 1945, the remnants of Nazi Germany's military leadership signed an unconditional surrender to Allied forces in France. Hitler had committed suicide on April 30th. When the news broke the next day, soldiers and civilians around the world heralded Victory in Europe Day, VE Day. The Soviet Union would mark Victory Day on May 9th. Exuberant about the end of nearly 6 years of war that had destroyed much of Europe. When German and Allied military officials gathered again in Berlin near midnight on May 8th to sign surrender documents, the atmosphere in the room was laden with emotional and political weight. The Germans, characteristically severe, went through the proceedings with a mix of resignation and resentment, while the Soviets, Americans, and other allies were relieved at the war's conclusion. All of them were uncertain what would come next. Historian Anthony Beevor's sweeping history of the final month on the Eastern Front, The Fall of Berlin 1945, captured the mood in the room as victors and vanquished gathered to bring their conflict to an end. Just before midnight, the representatives of the Allies entered the hall in a two-story building of the former canteen of the German Military Engineering College and Karlshorst. General Bogdanov, the Russian commander of the 2nd Guard Tank Army, and another Soviet general sat down by mistake on seats reserved for the German delegation. A staff officer whispered in their ears, and they jumped up, literally as if they had been stung by a snake, and went to sit at another table. Western pressmen and newsreel cameramen apparently behaved like madmen in their desperation for good positions. They were shoving generals aside and tried to push in behind the top table under the flags of the four allies. The German delegation then entered the room. Its members looked both resigned and imperious. Field Marshal Wilhelm Keitel, commander of the Nazi armed forces during the final days of the war, sat very straight in his chair with clenched fists, Beevor wrote. Just behind him, a tall German staff officer standing at attention was crying without a single muscle of his face moving. General Georgi Zhukov, a senior Soviet commander during the war's final days, stood to invite the Germans to sign the act of capitulation. Keitel, impatient, gestured for the documents to be brought to him. "Tell them to come here to sign," Zhukov said. Keitel walked over to sign ostentatiously, removing his gloves to do so, unaware that the representative for the chief of Stalin's secret police, the NKVD, was lingering just over his shoulder. "The German delegation may leave the hall," Zhukov said once signing was complete, Beevor wrote, adding, "The three men stood up. Keitel, his jowls hanging heavily like a bulldog's, raised his marshal's baton in salute, then turned on his heel." As the door closed behind them, it was almost as if everybody would in the room exhaled in unison. The tension relaxed instantaneously. Zhukov was smiling. So was British Air Chief Marshal Sir Arthur Tedder. Everybody began to talk animatedly and shake hands. Soviet officers embraced each other with bear hugs. The party, which followed, went on until almost dawn, with songs and dances. Marshal Zhukov himself danced the Ruskaya to loud cheers from his generals. From inside, they could clearly hear gunfire all over the city as officers and soldiers blasted their remaining ammunition into the night sky in celebration. The war was over.